we should always practice unconditional love. And because later on in his life, in the book of 1 and 2 Timothy, you know what Paul says about John Mark? He says, he has been very useful and helpful to me. Ask him to come and see me. You know why? John Mark had matured. No doubt he was an immature young man who just was not consistent. And by the way, John Mark is the same one who wrote Mark's Gospel. So you know how much he has grown. And in the end of his years, when his last prison years came, the young man who was not good enough for Paul in his middle years became his main companion in the last years. Isn't God interesting? So again, I point out, God plans relationships in our life with different phases. Because there are some things that you and I cannot bring forth unless you relate to people. Didn't the Bible say in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, that as all the members in the church are joined in their various ways, each member doing their part, they produce and edify one another. So sometimes you have to relate to different people to bring forth the thing that God wants to bring forth out of your life. And God chooses the people you relate to. If you're sensitive to the Spirit, you will go with the flow, and God will be able to help you discover your destiny. So when you discover the truths about mathematical patterns in your life and friendships that are important in your life, no matter how small, remember the warning of the Holy Spirit in these 5 points again. Do not use these teachings for prediction. Right? I'm not going to predict what happened in 2006 in my life. I'm not going to predict 2016. I'm not going to do any prediction. So number one, do not use it for prediction. Use it for preparation. Number two, do not use it for making your own plans. When you understand these things, they're not for you to make your own plans. Allow it to help you to make prayerful and informed choices at this junction. Number three, do not use it to hasten God's timing. Allow it to help you to endure the waiting period. Because you understand there's a timing with God. Number four, do not use it to force God's hand and will, but submit to each test and trial. Number five, do not use it to escape difficult situations and relationships, but allow yourself to mature in understanding the purposes of difficult circumstances and relationships.